www.cellular.net, and this is the reason that we using the cellular phone here inside the mosque, so please use us for this. And this is the sister class here in Islamic Center of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Here we close to Detroit area, and I'm host, your host for tonight, Muhammad Said Adli. And the lecture or the topic that's been elected for the sister class is concerning the adab and the discipline according to Quran and Sunnah for visitation. As we understand, this class, although that is designed for the sisters, but it's no problem for brothers to remain, inshallah, and remain in the website and share this information, because what applies to the brothers applies to the sisters. What applies to the brothers applies to the sisters, unless Allah or His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will make the condition or something different about it. First of all, as we understand, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Indeed, all these will be judged according intention. So, whatever that you're doing, if you're giving money, if you're going to place, whatever action, whatever things that you're doing, it's very important that you check your own intention. Why are you such as? Especially things that we do it in our life as the entertainment or as a habit, if we can have the proper intention for it, we can be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we do such act. Islam has talked about visitation, visiting, loving each other, caring for one another, and develop the relationship among the Muslims. And visitation, of course, is one of the things that and strengthens the ties between the Muslims together. We have hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which contain what the meaning is, من عاد مريضا أو زار أخا له في الله ناداه مناد طب وطاب رمشاة وتبوأت من الجنة منزلة. Whosoever goes to visit a sick person or a brother of him for the sake of Allah, and this is the point here, for the pleasure of Allah, a caller will call and say, blessed you are, and your walking is blessed, and you will have a position and a place in Jannah. Okay? So whenever a person you're going to visit, whenever you're going to visit your Muslim sister, why are you going to visit her? Are you going to visit her because you like the way how she makes her coffee, or the rice pudding, or the cake, whatever that you're going to eat there, that you enjoy, or you're going there because you don't know what to do with your time, so let me go see Umm Mahmoud as an example, so we can spend some time there, okay? Now you have too much homework during the week, so now time you want to relax your mind, so let's go watch some TV together, okay? Chatting together. So we have to have the proper intention. Why I'm going to go visit my sister? Are you going there to teach her something? Are you going to go there to learn something from her? Are you going there to assist her in her house more? Are you going there to give her advice? Or you want to go there to encourage her to come to the mosque? For what purpose do you actually going there? So intention is something very important. And we understand that when we have this intention, now this visitation, although it's part of our social life, we like to relax, we like to talk to other people, chatting, spend time together. But if you have the proper intention behind it, you will be rewarded and you're going to get even a place in Jannah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, you go visit your Muslim brother, i.e. this applies to the sister. When you go to visit your Muslim sister and you're going to visit her for Allah because she's your Muslim sister, now a caller, an angel will be calling saying, you are blessed for whatever you're doing, your activity, your walking, your steps, you are blessed, and your walking are blessed, and you will have a place in Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us about those people who love each other for the sake of Allah. How is he going to be in Manabir Munur in Yawm al-Qiyamah? You're going to be sitting on a pulpit that's made out of light, that even the righteous, the prophet, the messenger, they will admire them about such a great position. How they got it? because they love each other for the sake of Allah. So you want to enhance your relationship with your Muslim sister. You want to make it more strong by visiting her, so you don't disrespect Allah. And one of the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about people in the day of his judgment, they're going to be sheltered by the shade of Allah, which no shade in that day except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said what? رَجُلَانِ تَحَابَ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two people who love each other for the sake of Allah. They get together before Allah and they depart from each other because Allah. So it is very important before you go to visit your Muslim sister that you get your intent why I'm doing such act. Okay? Am I going to go and have some coffee there? I like the way how she makes her coffee. We're going to chat there. Are we going there, you understand, for the sake of Allah? I'm going, you understand, to maintain this sisterhood relationship. So why we don't change our social life and whatever that we're doing to a form of ibadah is a way to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something very important. Also in our visitation, it is very important that you have to make sure that you have got a permission or at least a general approval of your husband that you can go someplace. A woman is not supposed to go any place, even the mosque, without asking her husband's permission. Not that only the sister who receiving the other sister, she needs to know that her husband doesn't mind. Okay? A general approval. And some sisters say, what? So what? If my husband doesn't like this sister, she could not come to my house? What kind of nonsense is this? So you're so concerned about your friendship and sisterhood, but you are not concerned about your marriage, your relationship between you and your husband? This is something very important. This comes after Allah immediately, and comes even before your mother and your own father. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying what the meaning is, that it is permissible, if it is permissible, for a human being to prostrate to another human being, I will command the woman to prostrate to her own husband. But this is not permissible in Islam. He didn't do it. He didn't order. So the husband has a great right of you over you, and you are not to let anybody in his house without his approval or at least his consent, okay? That he has no problem for such a sister to visit you. So it is very important when you are going to visit that make sure you obtain a permission from your husband and also the sister that her house is going to be visited. She will have approval from her husband. And alhamdulillah, in our daily life, we can pick up the phone, we can call. Or at least if you've been surprised by a visitation and you may suspect your husband doesn't approve visitation of such a sister, tell her, I really appreciate you coming, but I don't want to be in trouble. I really would like to talk to my husband about this person. I could not let you in the house. I know it will be a big thing in the community, everybody. Almost everybody in the mosque and the sister halakha will hear about it. So what's the big deal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah An-Nur, وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا وَأَدْكَ لَكُمْ. If it's been told to you to go back, this is better for you. So this is the adab that Allah is teaching us. If the sister is not ready to accept or welcome you in this moment, or she may think this will bring about this course between or this disunity between her and her husband, she has the right to tell you, I'm sorry, I could not entertain you in my house, or I have to ask my husband first. It's very important when you go to visit your Muslim sister or whenever you go someplace that you are in the proper hijab as been ordered by Allah, that you are covered from head to toe, with exception to some of the colors that the face and the hands can be exposed. But keep in mind also that you could not, because he said, okay, it's a sister gathering, I'm not going to the mosque, that you will have all this perfume in you. This is haram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid a woman to go outside of her house with perfume on. And this woman who leave her house in such a condition to be equal with a woman who committed adultery and fornication. Alright? So we have to have the proper hijab, and we have to have the proper way of going outside. Since let's say I'm going to be in my car, from my house to my car, and to my car to the sister house, and this is. No, but when you walk in from your house to your car, you could not stop anybody walking in the street to smell this nice pregnancy, jasmine or musk oil, whatever that problem that you have it in yourself, okay? You could not stop them. What about if something happened to your car? What if the police stopped you in the middle of the street as it step out? All these things, we could not expose ourselves to the haram because calling yourself, you're going to visit another Muslim sister. Now, when you go and reach the house, can you hear me? Adlinette?
Yes, you're there. Yes, good. We hear you.
Prior to the house, you may send the salam, or you may knock on the door, or you may ring the bell, but how many times? Now, maximum 3 times. And the sister will say, okay, since the brother says 3 times, the first time you got to put your finger on the ring, on the bell, and you keep it for 10 seconds. The second time, because she didn't answer the first time, is going to be 30 seconds. And after this, I'm going to make my finger and put it again for the third time. Since this is the third time, I'm going to keep it for 2 minutes. Maybe the sister taking a nap. Maybe the sister doesn't seem to get out of her bed in this moment. Maybe understand she's not up to meeting you. Mahmoud, go baby, knock in the back door. Take, understand, a small rock and hit the back window. Maybe, so is the sister after three, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Umm Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum, Umm Ibrahim. Knock, knock, knock. Nobody answer. Knock, knock, knock. Nobody answer. You wait again for the third time. Knock, knock, knock. Nobody answer. Sister, you already got the reward. Your intention is to visit your Muslim sister for the sake of Allah. Oh, but she make a nice coffee. And when I have a headache, I have to go to Umm Mahmoud. Her coffee is the right one. It will straight and get my head straight. Doesn't matter. You already got with your right intention. You got the reward. Go back home. You don't need to go in the back door. You don't need to go to the car and get the cellular phone and they try to call the sister and they try all kind of things. That means, you mean I'm going to drive 10 miles and she's not going to let me in? So what? You already got the reward. What's the big deal? You can go back home. I'm sure there is a lot of things in your house waiting in you. So we have to understand the adab of the ziyara by greeting 3 times or knocking in the door 3 times. And after this, you can leave after this. Now, when you, the sister when and welcome you, the first thing you have to be what? Assalamu alaikum. Not marhaban, ahlan wa sahlan, welcome. Oh, look who's here. You understand? The first thing the sister is saying, assalamu alaikum. And you saying, wa alaikum assalam. Or you saying, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. But she's not saying to you, assalamu alaikum. So, oh, subhanallah. Look who's here. Allah is teaching us, وَإِذَا حِيِّتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. When you are greeted by a greeting, return the greeting or a better than it. Okay? So when she take you, assalamu alaikum, and you are telling her, welcome, oh, long time no see. You didn't greet her back. You understand? So, assalamu alaikum to answer to it is wa alaikum assalam, or wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, or wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, okay? So, no anything else. What else? From the adab of the ziyara, that should we hug the sister? Should I be kissing the sister? So, what all these things? No. The adab of greeting each other is by salam, or by the salam and shaking hands. With exception. With exception, if the sister just came back from her trip, you didn't see her for a while, okay? Now you can be hugging the sister. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been questioned about it. When a Muslim meet his brother, a Muslim meet his brother, should he bow down for him? He said no. Should he hug him? He said, no, get him, no, do this, no, no, no. Should he take his hand and shake hands with him? He said, yes. Okay? So we need to learn in our social life what is the proper way welcoming each other, greeting each other. You just saw the sister 2 days ago in the sister halakha, sitting with one another and talking for a whole hour. Now you met her in 2 days, you come to visit her again, and all this hugs and all this kissing and all this salam. So brother, you're going to make it. Why you have to let Islam enter everything? Everything the Prophet said, Allah said, this is the adab. There is a special adab. Not every time we meet the sister, you meet her in the mosque, kissing and hugging. You step outside, she coming out of the car, kissing and hugging. You go see her next day and you have lunch together, kissing and hugging. Alright? Somebody says, what's wrong with it? You try, you don't know what is wrong, this is not the adab. The Prophet ﷺ told us about the adab. Check in, say assalamu alaikum, and this is the way it's supposed to be done. Alright. What she says, sir, I should go visit. It depends what country you are from. You're from South Carolina, and sister from South Carolina, oh, she's Afro-American like me, so now I go visit the Afro-American like me. The other sister is Spanish, she's going to visit her, not the Arab sister. She's going to look for a Spanish Muslim sister to visit her. And now the Arab Muslim sister will look for what? An Arab Muslim sister. And the Indo-Pakistani will look for what? Exactly. Continue like this in the end of the lake. So actually, is this ziyara for Allah? Is this for the sake of Allah? Is this to maintain a sisterhood in Islam? Sisterhood in Islam doesn't know a color or language. Our color and our language is what? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. This is our color, our language. So now you're only okay because you understand this sister from the same town. They speak the same language, or they have the same culture. All the things we understand, if you feel more relaxing with this, but if we're talking about doing things for Allah's cause and maintaining sisterhood and bringing closeness among ourselves, now we need to have the proper intention, and we have to understand this visitation should be extended to any Muslim sister. Now, how long are we going to go and visit? How long are we supposed to stay? I think from 10 o'clock in the... Okay, how we can redial? No, no, this is a little one. This is the message calling me. This is, I'm in the lecture now. This is the message. Correct.
You're still online.
I'm sorry, okay, I forgot. Go ahead, let him. He didn't tell me member, but let him use the member. I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of it. How long am I supposed to go to visit? Okay, I think the sister get up by 9:30. So if I go by 10 o'clock, she'll be up. What time you going to leave? Oh, it's 4 o'clock. I think I should leave now because maybe your husband about to come. Maybe you need to make him a dinner. Subhanallah. From 10 o'clock in the morning, you start her day with your visitation. Now 4 o'clock, okay? Now if the sister wants to go shopping, when she's going to go shopping, or if she has the food already, when she's going to cook it, and you know how long it's going to cook, and you know that her husband will be home in about an hour, hour and a half maximum. Is this fair to each other? Is this really the purpose of our visitation for the sake of Allah? If we come to visit each other for the sake of Allah, we need to learn the adab of the ziyara, and we have to understand to be considerate. Some of the sisters, they have kids that she need to fix the bedroom, do you need to clean the house. It's not only about cooking a meal for the husband. So when you went from 10 o'clock in the morning, you stay until 4 o'clock, when she's going to get her house in order, and why are you going to expose the sister for a problem with her husband? You know, some of the brothers, they have big mouths. As soon as he comes, the Pharisees, look how the house looks. What you've been doing since in the morning? The bedroom is still look the same, the bathroom, the living room, what is going on? Oh, I'm sorry, sister, don't to captivity. What you mean captivity? Captivity? He says, she just left. Time of law. We have to understand, sister, how we be, I don't know how to say it in English, I don't know if they have it in English, but it say confusedly, okay? How you can be, be considerate and be, you know how to say it? And to say, oh, so close enough, but it's not exactly the word, okay? So that means, don't you understand like the heavyweight? It's not exactly that you visit 15 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes, is enough. But we don't take the whole day. Some of the sisters, they actually homeschooling their children. So if Umm Mahmoud come Monday, and Umm Abdurrahman come Tuesday, and now sister Khadija, can you understand Wednesday? So you spoil a whole program of a week for Islamic education and for the children, you see? And if you come, and this come and all these things too, in actuality, we need to benefit from the visit without harming other people. And sometimes, okay, you have nothing to do. The other sister pick up the phone. So, Saadiya, what are you doing today? Not really too much. I'm taking it easy today. What about we go visit Umm Mahmoud? Okay, Saadiya have 5 kids. And Khadija have 3 kids. And Umm Mahmoud, which is going to visit here, she has 5 kids. So now, when they go to visit, now 12, 15 children together. And Umm Mahmoud has to get up to make the tea and have some cookies and all the things. She's busy entertain her kids. While 12 kids running up and down, destroying the whole house. Toys everywhere. And after they got tired with the toys, you know, kids, they like to change. So they left the toys. Now they went to the library or they went to the desk of the husband. Now they're grabbing paper, coloring, writing over the walls, everything. So after the kids leave, after 3-4 hours, now it's a big mess. A big mess. The fax machine out of line, out of paper. And the toys everywhere. And the bathroom, everybody has used it, and toilet paper all over the place. So, why you don't try to visit in a better time when your husband, and actually the husband, the brother, they are not supposed to be in this lecture, but we did not prohibit it anybody, but it's fine that they are here. Why you don't choose time when your husband at home, weekend, whatever it is, and say, I would like to go visit the sister, but she had 4 kids and I could not take all my kids with me. Maybe I take only one of the children. What about the watch and the kids? Oh, I have exam. Oh, I have to go to the office. Oh, all this. He gave you all these excuses. Say, honey, it's only half an hour. It will take me 5 minutes to go, 5 minutes to come back, and I will sit there, sit the tea, 20 minutes, so the whole thing is half an hour. So please, nice, okay? It's okay. So we have to be considerate. Not because you don't have anything better to do. Now you call sister so-and-so and sister so-and-so. Everybody bring a van full with kids. And after this, we go to Umm Mahmoud. And Umm Mahmoud, after you leave, she be pulling her hair. Why? The house is upside down. So we have to be considerate to each other. We're going to visit to benefit ourselves or benefit others. Not to harm others by any means. Now, when we set it together, what are we going to do? Okay? What we're going to be doing? Oh, guess what? The new imam in the community is saying no more sisters come with a face veil. Oh, but you understand the sheikh before he used to do this. Sister, I don't know about this sheikh. Everybody's saying something different. And guess what? What? They have an election now. They're going to have a new emir for the mosque. And guess what? This emir, his wife, she doesn't even care for him. His wife doesn't cover for 2-3 hours. It's going to be a TV or backbiting and slander or kind of thing. If this is the kind of gathering, Is this what we went to visit each other for? Where is this gathering that the Prophet is telling us about it? That when you have a gathering, you don't mention the name of Allah or the send peace and the blessing on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day for you is the day of the judgment. Whenever sisters get together, they have to be careful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَكْرَهُ ذَاتَ طِيلَ وَقَالْ وَكَثْرَةَ السُّؤَالِ وَإِضَاعَةِ الْمَالِ. Allah indeed dislikes three things for you. He said, she said. Oh, but he said and she said. And guess what? What? He said, she said. And all the news on the community. And when Umm Mahmud finish and go to visit Sa'diyya, now they're going to start to be the new Imam, his wife. And when Sa'diyya go to Umm Muhammad, now it's going to be the new president and his daughter. And the whole news in the community shows like a ground machine grounding meat, but not beef, the grounding the meat of the community. Haram. This kind of gathering shouldn't be part of it. You could not be visiting each other for that fighting, slander, talking about the people and people business. This is not time. We should be visiting people. We have to even select. We have to select the people we're visiting them. When you go to food marketplace, you pick up this tomato, you put it back. You take the other tomato, you put it back. Potatoes, everything. Why? Why we choose and pick up things that we don't eat, but what we're doing, we are not choosing and selecting the people we socialize with. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that jalitu to kanafiq al-kir. A person who bad somebody that you sit with him is like the person who blow in the furnace. There are two choices exist there. He may burn your clothes, or he may smell the foul air coming out of the furnace. You see? You could not be sitting with any sister and say, oh, we have a nice sister gathering. Is this? Yeah, you are female, you call it sister. You can call it female gathering, but don't call it sister gathering. Don't say brother, sisterhood gathering. This is not a sisterhood grounding the other people mean. Indeed, Allah dislikes for you, he said, she said. And too much questions and waste of money. Allah doesn't like this. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that مَنْ يَضْنُ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَبَيْنَ فَخِذَيْهِ أَضْمَنُ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whosoever grantee me his mouth, what is between his two jaws, that means your tongue and your private part, I will grantee you Jannah. This mouth can get us to hellfire. Mouth is so dangerous, your tongue is so dangerous. It can take you all the way to hellfire. We have to be careful from this thing. So we have to understand what we going for a such a visit sister. Which sister are you going to visit? Are you going to teach her something? Or she's going to teach you something? Okay? Doesn't matter in the deen or in the dunya. You see? We have to select. Same thing, you buy the fruit, you buy the bread, you read the ingredients, you read the information day. Choose and select also the people that is specialized and sit with them. Is she good for me in my deen or not? Am I going to learn something from her? Or she's going to teach me something? Or if she's a new shahada, let me go visit her and make sure she learns the Fatiha. This is the way how it's supposed to be our visitation. Or my husband, he like captain. Oh, I forgot we talk in English. You don't know what captain is. So let me think about something in American food. Barbecue. Barbecue chicken? Oh, no, not barbecue. What you call? Yeah, with barbecue sauce. Mashed potato. And green beans. Directly, green. Popcorn, not popcorn, corn on the cup. So we need to learn and understand how to do this dish. I don't know it. So I'm going to go to Sister Sa'diyya, learn it from here. So you are benefit from such a gathering. Sister, by the way, how you do this? You know, guess what? My husband, he tastes, he understands this food that he gave it as gift last week. May Allah bless you. And he likes this chicken barbecue. He say he never know about this thing before. How do you do it? So you're going to benefit her something, or you're going to learn something from her in your deen or in your dunya. How to crochet, why not? How to decorate our houses, how to improve our condition. imagine that when you sit in a gathering, that from the moment you say, Assalamu alaikum, okay, Sister Layla, bring now Sahih al-Bukhari. Now you finish, okay, now close it, bring Riyadh al-Salihin. Okay, now we finish, now thank you, Sister, for the meeting, and I enjoy your visit, Assalamu alaikum. No, we can, no problem. But we have to be careful when we visit what we're talking about, because we'll start to understand about the mosque, and after this the new imam, and now we're talking about his wife, and now we're talking about his girl, and we're now going to understand, we don't stop. So all what I'm saying, that try to remember Allah in this kind of visitation, even if one verse from the Quran, one hadith, and after this, the visit 45 minutes, we talk about Allah and his messenger for 10 minutes, now you have 40 minutes for other things to talk about it, but stay away from idle talk, slander, backbiting, things like this. So select who you visit and what purpose you are visiting. Also, our visit should be for purpose of assistance. As example, the sister, her brother died, so we go to her to her spiritual lifting up, okay? And in such a case, we don't burden the people with making food for us, entertainment, because we understand the people are not feeling good, okay? The 5-10 minutes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the soul, and you know Umm Salama when her husband died, and Umm Talha, Zawjit Abu Talha when her son died, and you give her some of the stories in Quran and Hadith to strengthen her iman, you see? It's not the time for entertainment. Or that you should even take food for him, okay? Because this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Muslim, okay? Cook a meal for the people of Ja'far because they have something enough to keep them busy, okay? Their father or their husband died, now they are not thinking about cooking. You should go visit the sister and take food already with you, cooked ready. And to try to make them to eat because you don't have the appetite to eat. So our visitation has to have a goal. Or a sister just to get birth. She's going to be in the bed for a couple of days. The house is dirty. And the husband will come at night, will be complaining how dirty. So we go visit the sister for 5 minutes. And sister, inshallah, please allow me to understand. I'm your Muslim sister. Please let me go in your kitchen. I want to wash the dishes for you. No. Please, by Allah, let me do it. I have to do it. You understand? Nothing wrong with it. So we're going to give in hand, not to burden the people with our visitation. Now the sister just gave birth 2 days ago, and now because somebody came to visit, she needs to get up and make tea and make a cake and try to entertain you. No, we have to learn the adab of visitation and how we go in the right time to visit and how that we see what kind of condition we are visiting and how we can contribute towards the condition. Okay. We should select the time of visitation. Select the time of visitation. It may be time of nap, okay, or the time that you may go and you found the husband, her husband's car parking in front of the house. You should make a U-turn and go back home, okay? Because his weekend is not Saturday, Sunday. Or maybe he's tired, he came early to the house, and you know that this is the car of her husband in front of the house. Although you came all the way to visit here, but you saw the car already there. This is not enough hint for you? Oh, but maybe you understand he's sleeping. Yes, it's true, maybe he's sleeping, but the sleeping man needs what? He needs rest. He doesn't need another additional 2 kids running in the house. Or maybe he is sleeping and he enjoyed his wife massaging his feet while he's falling sleeping. So now she has to leave her husband to entertain you. Good running time for visitation. And alhamdulillah that we have things more now with this modern technology. You can pick up the phone and say, Sister, I really was looking forward to visit you sometime this week. But I'm already in the car. Or I call your house and I didn't get the answer, so I decided to come knocking the door. Why? Sister, inshallah, I'm thinking to visit you sometime this week. And please let me know, inshallah, you see? And I request, be nice, be gentle. This khafif al-zill is almost like saying being gentle. Oh, no, be sport, okay? Be sport. I'd like to visit you sometime during this week. Well, that's a please. Oh, I'd be happy. Come on, anytime. No, because I know sometimes I understand your husband at home and things. No, but he leaves, I understand, for Maghrib, and he doesn't come until Isha. This would be the right time, you see? So you have to be gentle and you be sport and you try to really find a way to know what is the right time to visit by asking her or calling her or finding, I'm sorry, sister, because really I'm doing homeschooling and by noon I'm exhausted, and after this I try to cook for my husband, and if he comes 6 o'clock he has to go again for a second job, and if the meal is not ready he gets upset, understand, but I appreciate, understand, in Jum'ah, anytime after Jum'ah until Maghrib, this is my best day. You see? Or you see her in the sister halaqa, whatever it is. Or you can visit her over the phone and you say, understand, inshallah, let me know when I can visit you. This thing is very important. And the visitation is to bring about more strength in our relation with one another and more love. The visitation is not to bring about hatred, tension, disturbance, destruction in the house, destruction for the sisterhood. Is visitation for purpose of getting the blessings and the rewards of Allah, be helpful for one another, and to be a sister for one another. Visitation may take some priority in our life, okay? As example, maybe somebody thinking about visiting somebody, and they have their own parents or their own aunt, they did not see her for 6 months, and she living in the same town. So you thinking about visiting sister so-and-so, but Mama Khadija, she is your Muslim sister, and she's your aunt. She's in a position of your mother. And you didn't see her for 6 months, and you concern about visiting sister so-and-so. Why? Because sister so-and-so were going to be watching TV or talking about children, have you understand, fun together, but auntie so-and-so Khadija, understand, will be like, you know how old ladies and only talking about, you understand, the Akhirah, and they go to... So, there is a priority in our visitation, especially if we're seeking the pleasure of Allah. It's supposed to be if your parents alive, if they are in town, they have to have the priority after this members of your family, okay, no mingling, no exposing to males that they are not mahrim to you. This will be taken another priority, and after this, the neighbors, if they are Muslim, and people who concern about their deen, they will take a priority after this, and after this will come, etc., that you may carry the mask or whatever. So we have to understand how to have priority even in our social life and our visitation with each other. We want to learn taking the middle course in our visitation. All right, that we did not go visit every week, or we see the sisters only in Eid. This is going to the extreme, you understand? This is going to the extreme, that you may see the person once or twice every year, or every week you are there. To such a degree, the sister, when she hear her bell, the doorbell, alaykum salam wa Allah, you know what? She will open the chain, or what you call the blinder, and we'll look and see who is by the door. And if she sees you, Sister Aziza, she will close it and act as if nobody in the house. You see? Why? Because every week, she got tired of this visit, but at the same time, she feels shy to tell you this is. So can you learn from your own self when to put a limitation for your visitation? Also, we have to understand during our visitation that we be considerate, okay? An example, not to have everything Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, neither at the same time everything joked and fun and TV. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying what the meaning is, وَإِيَّاكَ وَكَثْرَةَ الضَّحِكَ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضَّحِكَ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Be aware of too much laughing. Indeed, too much laughing, it kills the heart. See, it kills the heart. So know, with not saying when you go, only read in Bukhari and Muslim. But, yeah, we can talk a little bit about the kids and how the kids do things funny and things like this, but not exactly like you say, like the salt in the food. Food with no salt, even it's so expensive food, you could not know any taste for it. And too much salt, it's got to spoil the meal also, okay? So we could not have our visitation, everything, joking and laughing and things like this. We have to take the middle course. Also, in our visitation, we have to understand that no any human being is perfect, and there is a great possibility that in our visitation that we may say something wrong or something evil. So we have to learn the adab, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to end the gathering, okay, and to say the dua at the end of our gathering. So if we say anything which is not supposed to be said, that will be a forgiveness for our sins. And if we say something right, which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be sealed to be for us until the day of the judgment. So, which the Prophet ﷺ taught us to say, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, bihamdik, nashkuru an la ilaha illa ant, an nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. We have to remember this thing. We have our visitation to be a means of develop our iman, remind us about the sunnah. You understand, it's not only thing about culture, and put it bi'ad, put it bi'khir. Assalamu alaikum, okay? The Prophet teaches us, when you come, you say assalamu alaikum, when you leave, assalamu alaikum. You see? So also we need to learn the adab when we finish. The gathering is going to be, there is hadith and there is dua to say it, which is subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Before I close, I would like to mention this verse, which is Surah An-Nur. Surah An-Nur is Surah number 24, and this is verse number 27 and 28, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating what the meaning is. All you believe, enter not houses other than yours, or your own, until you have asked permission and greeted those in them. That is better for you, in order that you may remember. Listen. And if you find no one therein, still, enter not until permission has been given. And if you are asked to go back. For it is best of you, and Allah is all-knower of all what you do. Again, and if you are asked to go back, for it is better for you. ذَلِكَ أَذْكَى لَكُمْ. This is more better and more purification for you. Don't feel insulted. The sister opens the door and say, أَهْلًا أُمُّ مَحْمُودُ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ. I'm sorry, sister, I could not entertain you. I have a back problem. Oh, sister, you don't worry. You can lay down in the bed. No, the sister wants to also show her hospitality as a Muslim. Oh, sister, no, please. I could not meet. Don't worry. I always want only to talk, you understand? But yes, you want to talk, and four kids are coming with you. How is the sister want to be in the bed? And don't worry. Don't worry about me. She said to you, no, really, the doctor said I have to be bedridden, and I really appreciate that you came by, but all that I need to get, I have a headache also. Sister, I came all the way, driving 10 miles, and you're telling me, the nerve to just, by Allah, I never visit your kid. And the next thing, the whole community heard about. Guess what? What? You know what, the sister? I went to visit her, and she told me what? What? She said, I could not have you. What? This is the adab of the Islam. You think you know better than Allah? Allah telling us, وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. If it is said to you, go back, that means I could not take you now, I could not entertain you. Don't feel insulted. Don't feel bad. Why are you feeling bad? You already got the reward. Because when you left your house, your intention is to visit your Muslim sister. So already the angel had made dua for you and tibta wa taba man shaykh wa tabawati min al-jannati manzila. You are blessed, your walking is blessed, you have a place in Jannah, you already got the reward. Now you see her, you don't see her, she's home and not home, she welcome you or not, you already got the reward. Why you feel offended that she could not entertain you? Brothers and sisters, our sisters, actually, the lecture was for the sisters. Visitation in Al-Islam is part of the adab of Al-Islam. And there is a lot of adab to talk about it. But I think it's almost time for adhan. And I was about to allow the sister to some questions, but I think the adhan is already in. So I'm sorry I could not entertain any questions. But I think the lecture is so simple, doesn't need questions. All what it needs when you go home, try to read in the Quran more, in Surah An-Nur and other surah, and learn about the adab of visitation, and also open other books, talk about visitation rights and obligations, and they try to make it part of your daily life or your life schedule, because this part of the adab of Islam, and we need to learn the adab of Islam in eating, in visiting, dressing, taking clothes off, going to the bathroom, and everything. We need to learn the adab of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this what will maintain the real brotherhood and the real sisterhood, if we have the adab. It's not enough to do, but you have to do it and do it right. So inshallah, with this, we come to close this subject. And I thank you, sisters, for coming. Inshallah, also special greeting to everybody from Adli Darkness. Try to join this. We are broadcasting from Ann Arbor, Michigan, alive. And I'm your host, Muhammad Tayyid Adli. Thank you for listening. And if you want to join us, inshallah, after Salat al-Maghrib, we have another lecture. Are you still
what
in
time?
The line?
Yeah, what time is your next lecture? Is it today?
In approximately 20 minutes, if you want, inshallah, we call you back.
Okay, well, this is it. I'll be at work. I got to go to work. But I want you to broadcast, but I got to go to work. SubhanAllah.
Oh. Right, it's no problem. Jazakumullah khairan. If there is a way we can broadcast.
I'll call you back. I'll see if I can get Abdurrahim. I'll call you back.
Thanks, Jamari.
Walaikum salam. Okay, guys, as you can see, this is the problem. I have to go to work. SubhanAllah.